We custom graze a lot of cattle, and I like cattle and nothing against cattle, but we were trying to use our cattle and kind of mimic what bison did historically. And we graze year-round with just very minimal inputs. And granted, with a lot of genetic selection and stuff, you could, get a really good beef herd that could do that. And we were getting there, but it just wasn't for us anyway working. And my mom had talked about it, and my brother was, and I kind of had an epiphany in the pasture and treating calves and dead calves, beef calves, and it just something said, oh, we got to switch to bison. I mean, it's just a little too tough on what we want to do for the cattle. And one thing we've learned, and this is, we've had bison for, a little over 4 years, but we think it's advantageous to treat bison like bison and not like cattle. I mean, very little management. We feel that if they're in a big enough area and they're stress-free and they're in amongst their family units and there's plenty of forage diversity, quantity, and quality, bison can take care of themselves better than I can take care of themselves if they have what they need. And so it's really a hands-off approach, and it's also by doing it that way with very little buildings and equipment and expenses and working with nature and natural systems, not only is it ecologically profitable, but it's also economically profitable, because we just don't have the inputs and the management that, I mean, I have plenty to do, don't get me wrong, but I mean, they're just a wonderful animal, and then cattle can be advantageous too. I mean, because it's hard to herd bison into a little area for seeding, and so, I mean, it's a good synergy between the two of them. There's stuff cattle do that I can't do with bison, so that's kind of why we decided to own the bison and custom graze the cattle, and it's been working out pretty good for us.